This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Air pollution from businesses in Chicago can plague nearby residents with foul odors and health concerns. But a new investigation from the Chicago Sun-Times finds that in the last few years, more than half of the air pollution citations from city inspectors were dropped. Reporter Brett Chase joined WBEZ's Claire Lane to talk about what he found.
So you looked at health department citations for Chicago's primary air pollution law from 2018 through 2022. Tell us more about what the data shows.
Well, there were 69 air pollution citations. Of that number, 39 were dropped, 29 were found liable, and there's still one case pending. And so that means that more than half of these tickets just didn't stick for whatever reason. Now, in some cases, there are these settlements, and these were particularly interesting because these are some big businesses that, you know, have the potential to emit a lot of air pollution. And what I found here that was really surprising was that in some cases, like entire slates of violation, not just air pollution, but, you know, I mean, like dozens of violations were just wiped out without any requirement for corrective action.
You report on how a number of these businesses are in communities of color, and you focus on one, Pullman Innovations in South Deering. Tell us what you heard from residents there.
They complain about rancid smell, putrid smell. It was described to me as, you know, a rotting corpse, feces, rotten eggs. There's one woman I interviewed who said that she would love to have a garden, but she can't stand the smell to go out there. This doesn't happen every single day and every hour of the day, but when it does, my understanding is it's quite powerful and quite unpleasant.
And so even with sort of those descriptions and the testimonies, I guess, from residents, how did the city respond to that in this case?
Well, honestly, I quote an inspection report that said the same thing. Inspector went out actually just days after the city settled its complaints against Pullman. It was about a year ago. And the inspector goes out and writes in the report, strong odors of sour rotten eggs, similar to a vomit odor, was observed. This odor was very uncomfortable to inhale as it instantly made me nauseous and made me want to vomit. Now, there was no ticket, but there was an indication that, you know, we're watching them. You know, in some cases, you'll see a report from an inspector where they say, okay, we see some stuff out here. It's not good, but there's enforcement pending. So there you go. We're not going to give them another ticket. And that is something that I ran by the health department. Does this happen? If you are, you know, in the process of working out these agreements, I'll call them, you know, with a polluter, and they have another complaint, and an inspector goes out and says, yeah, there's still a problem, do not give them a ticket. Well, a lot of times they don't. And why that's significant is because some of these cases can drag on for a year or two.
I guess in general, how has the Chicago Health Department responded to your reporting?
I mean, they said I should, you know, probably look at other air quality violations. And I admittedly went at a very narrow slice of this, you know, air pollution. But air pollution can be a very significant thing. You know, it could be, you know, dust from a construction site, or it could be, you know, toxic chemicals.
I've been speaking with Chicago Sun-Times reporter Brett Chase about air pollution citations in Chicago. Thanks, Brett.
Thank you.
That was WBEZ's Claire Lane and the Sun-Times reporter, Brett Chase. If you have a topic you want us to cover in our weekly climate segment, you can email climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.